This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Australia's foreign affairs minister is warning that all countries must maintain efforts to prevent war in the Indo-Pacific. Speaking on an official visit to Britain, Penny Wong said the region is becoming more dangerous and volatile. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australian officials say they want to reduce tensions in the Indo-Pacific region and promote peace. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong Tuesday called on China and the United States to set broad limits on their strategic ambitions to prevent conflict. Taiwan remains a potential flashpoint. Beijing claims ownership over the island. Last year, Beijing launched targeted military operations near Taiwan. Australia urged restraint and has warned that China's actions could lead to accidental conflict. Speaking to reporters in London, Wong said peace in the region is a priority. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In Myanmar, it's the second anniversary of the takeover by the military junta and ouster of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The independent UN special investigator on Myanmar warned Tuesday that the country's military rulers plan to seek legitimacy by orchestrating a sham election this year, and urged all countries to reject the illegal and farcical vote. Tom Andrews also called for nations that support human rights and democracy to recognize the underground umbrella organization for opponents of military rule as the legitimate representative of Myanmar's people. He said in a report to the Human Rights Council released on the eve of the second anniversary that it was illegal and its claims as Myanmar's government is illegitimate. This is VOA News. Many Congolese faithful sang and celebrated prior to Pope Francis delivering Mass on Wednesday morning to an estimated 1 million people on the airfields of Kinshasa's Dilolo Airport. Pope Francis urged Congo's people to forgive those who have harmed them.
Quanto bene ci fa ripulire il cuore dalla rabbia, dai rimorsi, da ogni rancore e livore.
He says what it does is cleanse the hearts of anger and remorse. He presided over a mass that was his first main event in Africa dedicated to peace and reconciliation for a country racked by decades of violence. This is the first papal visit since St. John Paul III's last trip in 1985. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov on Wednesday reacted to reports that a new package of U.S. military assistance to Ukraine is set to be announced soon, saying, "This is a direct path to inciting tensions and taking the escalation to a new level." He made the comments in a conference call with reporters. Asked to comment on regional authorities in Siberia offering a premium to recruits from the region for destroying Leopard tanks after they're delivered to Ukraine, Peskov said it reflected public support for the military, adding, quote, "We've already said that we will burn them," end quote. Norway has grown richer by the minute as the conflict in Ukraine boosts its gas revenues. But the country is not a war profiteer, its prime minister told AFP in an interview, hinting that Norway would soon become one of the world's biggest donors to Ukraine with an upcoming aid package. The prime minister dismissed the unflattering allegation made by those who want Oslo to do more for Ukrainians. His government is putting the final touches on a multi-year support package to be announced in the coming days, designed to help Ukraine and poor countries affected by the indirect effects of the war, such as soaring grain prices. And in the Mideast, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says during his time there he's heard concerns from both Israelis and Palestinians about the recent violence, but he also heard ideas on how to improve cooperation and security.
I've asked senior members of my team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how these steps might actually be advanced.
Blinken said the U.S. would oppose anything that undermines hopes of a two-state solution. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.